welcome to the Stoic Entrepreneur Podcast. My name is Tim Holloway, and I am the Stoic Entrepreneur. This is the go-to podcast for Stoic thought with a holistic mindset. Be prepared to be challenged to the core. All right, so one of the biggest problems entrepreneurs face is a failure to plan. I get it. Society and people say, you know, you got to surrender to the process because you're not in control of anything and everything is determined for you or something of that matter. So let me ask you, can a person build an awesome, amazing house without a plan? Can you build a great business without a compelling vision behind it? And what would happen if you shot at a target blindfolded? The truth is that when we fail to plan, we plan to fail. And so this week we are going to talk about creating a compelling vision. And the main thing that I want to get across, the main belief that I want you to accept, is that I must plan if I want to succeed. Now, in this conversation, the first thing you got to really grasp and understand is where you are now. Because to get where you want to go, you have to recognize where you're currently located. If you're familiar with GPS and MapQuest and all of these different things that tell you where to go, then you know that it has to, by satellite, pinpoint where you're currently located so it can get you to where you want to go. So looking inside of your frame, your family, faith, fitness, and finances, and asking yourself, where am I at? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being awesome, where am I at on this bar and where can there be improvement and which area of my life needs the most improvement? So looking at where you're currently located is going to get you to where you want to go. So to get where you want to go, you have to have a vision. You have to have a dream. You have to have a mental picture of where you want to travel to and what your destination is. And so that's all important. So this ancient parable kind of says it best. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Would you not first sit down and estimate the cost and see if you have enough money to complete it? Now, this ancient parable gives us the idea and the mindset that before we set out to build something, that we have to sit down and count the cost. Now, all of us are on a journey to build a great life, to build a great future, to build something amazing and epic. Whether that's in our family, faith, fitness, and finances, we're looking to build epicness inside of each area of our lives. To be able to do that successfully, we have to sit down and we have to count the cost. And what that is that what does it take to build? Do I have the right materials? Do I have the necessities required to build this thing and to create this thing? Sit down and count the cost. Do I have the resources available to build this thing? And if I don't, am I going to get the resources? You see, getting a compelling vision, seeing it mentally up here, is how creation works. Anybody who is an architect, a designer, or in construction, an engineer, and all of these things, you flesh it out on paper, you get a compelling vision inside of your mind, and you produce that reality on paper. And it is called plans. It is called details. Now, we know this in all kinds of areas of our life, that this requires plans and details and mental illustrations and visions and all of this stuff. But when it comes to our own life of building a great marriage, building a great bank account, building a great relationships or whatever in general inside of our frame, we look at that and we don't utilize that same system, not understanding that that is key to creation process. So if we get a good vision, we're guaranteed better outcomes because the reality is that we're shooting for something, right?
Are you looking to start a podcast? Check out Podcast Powertrain. We help alpha entrepreneurs establish dominant brands by building top-rated podcasts in 14 days or less. Check out podcastpowertrain.com.
And if we don't have an aim, if we don't have a focus, we're guaranteed to miss our mark because there is not a mark, okay? So thoroughly establishing your vision inside of your mind and saying, this is my focus, this is my mark, it gives you a compelling vision and it gives you better outcomes because you are shooting for something. Another thing it does is to avoid this mediocre life, because the reality is that there's a lot of people on autopilot, and that is that they are just going through the motions of life. It really sucks. They're going through the motions. Their life is very mediocre and humdrum, and they're not intentionally creating anything great inside of their lives. And so this idea of planning gets us out of autopilot, and it makes us more intentional inside of what we are trying to create in each area of our lives. Not only that, but you get to rise above the average. Because like I said, people are in cruise control, and that is average is just going with the flow. It's just, you know, going through the motions and all of these things. And that's the average life. When you start getting intentional, when you start planning, you step above the mediocre and you step above the average, and you're going for something that is that you're going to excel in. Next one is that you can be the kind of person that you are proud of. So when you start being intentional, when you start getting a mental picture of where you want your life to be, and you start seeing it, you start visualizing it, and you begin to take the steps to begin to create it, all of a sudden, you begin to communicate to your brain and to yourself that you are someone who is worthy to be respected, that you are somebody to be proud of, because you make resolutions, you make steps, you make plans, and you follow through with those plans, right? And so you can be proud of. So we got to ask ourselves, what exactly are we trying to build? As you create this compelling vision this week, keep this question in mind. Inside of my family, faith, fitness, and finances, what exactly am I trying to build? Question two is, what exactly is it going to take to create and to build this thing? And do I have what it takes, and am I willing to do what is required? And that comes into the investments that we have been talking about. That am I willing to invest the time, energy, and resources to create and to build this thing? Am I willing to do what it takes? And lastly, the question, why is this important to me? Yeah, to see where you want to go, you must be honest about all of these questions. Amazing studies have shown that 75% of people who write down their objectives achieve them. And another study showed that people who update friends on a regular basis are more likely to achieve their objectives. So two number one things that we find in here in creating this compelling vision is that once we create it, we begin to write it down and we begin to make it plain. That is that we can easily read it and understand it and see the destination in which we want to go. And after we do that, we begin to get an accountability, and that was we share our compelling vision with other people because we are more likely to achieve our objectives with accountability. There's this ancient proverb that says this, without a vision, the people perish. And the reality is if we don't create meaning inside of our lives, if we don't have a purpose, if we don't have a vision and a destination of where we want to arrive to, that we are going to slowly die and decay. Without a vision, we perish. We begin to go in this disintegration process. So what is a vision? It is getting sight. That is that you have mental and spiritual perceptions, that you know exactly who you want to be and who you want to become. It is having a dream, and that is that you can look into the future and create a vision and a creation of who you are and what your life looks like based upon your imagination. So this is where you begin to look and to see, and this is where hope comes from. This is hope is really the expectation of good in my future, and that is that I begin to fill myself with hope. I get a mental picture of who I want to be, and I thoroughly expect that picture to become my reality as I begin to step into it and act as if it already is. And number three, vision is to form a mental picture of something. So this week is all about creating a compelling vision. and you're going to write it down and you're going to make it plain and you're going to put your objectives on paper and you are going to visualize them and you're actually going to begin to create a plan to achieve them.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Stoic Entrepreneur. My heart's desire is to take Stoic principles and begin to apply them into each area of life and begin to teach others how to do so also. Do me a favor, share this with somebody who would benefit highly from this content, and I will see you soon.